Hey guys, before we jump into our show, I just wanted to let you know two things. First off, we've just launched the UNB Reader Listener Survey, and it would mean a great deal to me if you would go over and take some time to fill it out. It'll help me get some amazing content ideas for the podcast, especially thong shows and a bunch of other things going on. It really has helped me over the last couple of years to develop some great content. And also, if you love the podcast, think about supporting us at patreon.com/UNBblog. That means a lot to us. It really helps us out a lot too, and we'll be able to bring you a lot more fun and interesting shows. So thank you. Go do both. The link for the survey is in the show notes, or you can just go to unbblog.com if you get this in the 2 weeks that it's there and go to any of the posts. But if not, you can go in the show notes and go directly to the survey and take it. And it takes just a few minutes. It's a long one, I know, but it is worth it. And you guys are amazing. And I love you all. And without further ado, here's our show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Brief Talk podcast. We have a brief tale from someone I met on Reddit who has some very amazing briefs and shows off some really incredible brief lines, which I know so many guys out there like right now who we have tons trying to spot what are they wearing under their pants. So we welcome Fabian. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. We've been texting for a couple of weeks or more and finally got you on the show. I'm excited because you're fun to talk to you in text. So for our listeners, I should say, out there who don't know you or may not come across you on Reddit, tell everyone a little bit about you.
Well, in my 40s, from Chicago, Illinois, here in a lovely city. It's pretty much frigid outside. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit bipolar, the weather right now. There's a couple of social media things. I have my Facebook, my Instagram, and my Reddit and so forth. I don't have that much of a Twitter. I have a Twitter account, but I don't really frequently get on it. But yeah, I'm mostly social in person. So if you met me in person, I probably would talk your ear off.
Well, that's a good thing, especially in a podcast. So you came to the right place. And yes, Chicago, I've seen your weather and we have a couple of our guys up there and it's like 30 below and cold. The next day it's like 60 and it's like, make up your mind, get it together up there. And we have
but you still wear briefs, though. You still gotta wear briefs.
I always wear briefs. Come on now. Come on. So when did you first discover underwear? How do you remember how old you were? Did you do the holy grail to the department store men's underwear section and go to that wall and go, oh my God. So what made you really be drawn to briefs and love them?
Well, as a child, we used to have like remember those designer underwear that had like Batman on them or had a cartoon character on them. They were mostly shaped as brief, because there was a boxer brief that didn't come out that developed till later on because those boxers. Then as I was growing into the adolescent years, I grew fond of them, basically like just wore them all the time, mostly the Tidy Whitey, Hanes, Fruit of the Loom. There was a brand that I used to wear called BVD, I believe.
Yeah.
It was an old brand a long time ago. Not trying to throw my age out there, but yeah. It was fascinating to wear them. They were comfortable. I wore them in the locker room. I didn't have no shame on it. I was fascinated by it until I started getting my own job at the age of 16. And then I started, going into the department stores and actually seeing like packs of underwear, different colors, different textures, black underwear, like who's seen black underwear before, you always thought the standard was just white, you just see different colors, different textures, different silhouettes, the brands, because Jockey first came to mind. Mm-hmm. And then it started moving on to exist. And then, when I started seeing the photos of the men that were on those packets of underwear, I was like, I want to look like that, so, I just want to be like, hey, that seems pretty interesting. I want to know if I buy these pack of underwear, am I going to look like this guy on the picture, and then bought them. Like the way they feel. I started off with the fashion style. Like, it's pretty much a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. Then worked my way up to mid-rise. Then kind of like the way that felt and like the way you have them above your waist and so forth. And then, like, going into 16, 17, 18, like, it was just kind of like, I'm going to try low-rise. Because I don't want them, like, showing, like, you know, there was a time where I like my underwear band to be shown above my jeans, you know, especially when you're squatting and so forth. And, you know, you see people want to, like, see, what is he wearing underneath those jeans right now? Oh, yeah, he's wearing Hanes. Oh, he's wearing Fruit of the Loom or, you know, and so forth. And then I started looking into other designers. Like, I want to say CN2,
I think. CN2, yep.
CN2, yeah, I started wearing that. Those run a little small, so you might want to just go ahead and get a bigger size just in case. Then I started looking into, I believe it's more of a jockey brand, but it was Elance.
Yeah, the bikini, yes.
The bikini one. So there was this pair that I used to have. They were white, beige, and black, but it came in a pack. It was called Life by Jockey.
Yeah.
And they were kind of like a polyester silhouette that was in the front and it was kind of mesh in the back. And it was a little taboo. Oh, but yeah. But yeah, like when you put them on, they were really comfortable, you know. And then I started wearing more and more textures like that, like more polyester, more of like a jersey stitch and so forth. Like I was kind of more on the cotton side, but when you started going outside of Pandora's box and you're like, hey, you know what, I'm going to try this kind of cut, this kind of style, this kind of texture, it was really comfortable after that, you know?
And just,
so yeah, I could say when I was young today, I really liked them.
Yeah. And it blew your mind to see everything that was out there that you're like, oh my God, I did not know this was out there or I needed this. So yeah.
Oh yeah, exactly. It was kind of like, even today, like, there's times where I see them on the internet. There's different sites you can go to. I think it's like there's this one discounted one I used to go to called Menswears. And then there's the shop app where it has links to different companies of underwear that have different textures, different styles, different brands. And then you get a good deal out of it, you know?
Yeah.
So there's, I mean, I have a lot of underwear, but, you know, like, Briefs is just one thing I go to. I did in my 20s try the boxer brief, but to me, I felt like it kept riding up my leg halfway. Mm-hmm. I felt like I had to wear trunks. And then when I would wear trunks, I felt like it was just like wearing a brief, but it was just rolling up. So I was like, you know what? Just take these off and just put them away on a rainy day if I'm doing laundry or something. Those would be my laundry underwear to work in. And then and just basically stick with briefs.
Nice. Yes, because everything I've seen you, especially on Reddit, has been briefs, have been, you know, you like the bright colors, the fun, the different things, and always show them off and look great in them. So, yes, you are definitely a briefs guy. I can attest to that. I've seen many of his pictures. So, yes, he looks great in them too. So, if you get a chance, go check it out. And then we'll have some on the cover art too. So, you talked about several of the ones you have when you started growing up, and a lot of the ones I've seen you in, especially on Reddit, and some of the ones I've seen have been, you know, the fuller briefs, the, you know, not bikinis, not smaller, but, you know, full briefs that cover the entire back, nice pouch. And so what about this style? You know, do you like, does it fit your body better? Do you just like the comfort of it? What about the brief is, you know, your go-to everyday pair?
My go-to pair is, first off, I love briefs. I mean, I tried the bikini, kind of gets a little, like, if it's going to ride up somewhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I tried that. I tried the cut. It's a little bit too high for me sometimes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I got a couple of pairs and, you know, I'll put them on if it's like, hey, I'm going to go on a date night or so. And then, but yeah, other than that, it's just simply brief that I wear too. My go-tos are usually the brand I like is mostly To Exist.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have the cotton blend at one point in time, the cotton stretch in different colors, white, blue, black, gray, and green. Also, there was a tartan brand that had like a tartan style on it. And it was the white with the blue. And those were amazing. The way they felt, the way they fit, the way how comfortable it was, how it held everything in place. Then I started going into the jersey style. Like, it started feeling like a jersey mesh.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a gray pair that I usually have, and it's already at that time where it's like getting a line in the back where it's like about fade away and stretch away and so forth. But you can't buy them anymore. I guess they got discontinued unless you're on eBay and wanting to pay like $30,000 for a pair.
Exactly.
So, so it's kind of like those are like usually my go-to. Those are the ones that are more comfortable, especially under white shorts. We could show a lot of things at one point in time. But yeah, this is mostly my brand, CN2, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you say it. Then there was David Archie.
Oh, yeah.
David Archie's more like, to me, it's kind of like that bamboo modal, or I forgot what kind of blend it is, but it's very comfortable. And obviously it's like another brand that mostly like shows off your junk stretched out when you have them on, because it has high sides, high cuts. So yeah, that's basically my go-to pair. It's a gray to exist. I mean, I can post it again if I want to, or pose in it again if I want to.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Those were amazing. I wish they made them again. I have a red pair, so.
They're comfortable. They're very, very comfortable. Like, you can wear them with jeans. You can wear them with, like, dress pants. You can wear them with, like, you know, sweats, especially shorts. You know, and then everything just basically breathes through.
And then, because when they first came out, I was like, are we sure these are going to be comfortable? Because of the material, you're not sure. Because you see the sports mesh and you're like, you know, shorts, great. Yeah, awesome. But I'm like, underwear? And then you try it and you're like, oh my God. Okay. They were right. Don't doubt them. Don't doubt them ever again.
But they slip on and everything, you know, you just chunks in the right spot, holds up the rear end, you know, you're good.
And
especially when you're pulling them up.
Oh yeah. And the material feels so good against your skin. It's like, oh,
feels like nothing's even there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Love those. Oh my God. You're taking me back. I have to find that pair now. I haven't worn them much. So mine's not as worn out as yours. But I think I have two of them. I don't remember. I've got to find them now. Really got to find them. So you have amazing style and underwear. You wear them. And one thing we've talked about quite a bit in our texts is brief lines.
Yeah.
And there's a growing trend in brief lines that guys are showing off, some intentionally, like yourself, and others unintentionally, because, you know, some guys are clueless and don't know, which, you know, we all look. And then also you brought up also the white shorts, which guys are doing. I'm seeing it a lot more on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's not gone full on, you know, trend. But, you know, you're seeing a guy wearing a black jock strap under his gym shorts, or, you know, red briefs. So it's noticeable, or a print. So what got you into showing the brief lines? Because I will say, everyone listening, he has several pictures of him in dress pants bending over with the most incredible brief lines, because I hope you don't mind me saying, you have a very nice butt in pants and briefs. And when it shows, you notice, you can't help but look. And so what got you into showing off the brief lines? And thank you, by the way, for doing it, because I thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, let's just say when I was a teenager, football. White tights with white jockstrap line showing, that caught my eye. That caught my eye, especially like in sports, especially like when football is playing, you see the home team, winning team whatsoever on TV. And you see like when cameras are focused on certain players and they're like huddling or they're about to take off and do their play and everything. It's mostly there and in soccer. Because I played soccer before for a while. But yeah, like we had a different color cutter shirt. Our school colors were like mostly like navy blue and like yellow. So it was yellow and navy blue where you can't really see through them, but you could see a print, you know. And then wearing a jock strap at that time was like, hey, you know, you can't really see it too much, but you can see a line. Mm-hmm. So you can see when somebody's either wearing like boxers or you can see like the brief line. And to me as a teenager, that kind of like along with the briefs that I wore, it amazed me. I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. Then as growing up, you know, I started wearing a lot more jeans, which you can't really see through mm-hmm. jeans, only like the underwear band. So squatting down, crouching down and, you know, showing like letting your shirt rise up and showing the brief waistband, you know, that the name of the underwear on there was kind of like, yeah. Then growing up and like keep going with the business casual, you know, you wear dress pants and so forth. And let me, by far means, tell you that khaki color can really show off a lot. And mm-hmm. I like, you know, like when I put like certain briefs on, especially like when it comes to tidy whities, or like I have my Calvin Klein tidy whities and I have my Gilding tidy whities. I don't have any Hanes or Fruit Loom right now, but you know, when I have those with like the thick bands on the sides, then yeah, like those tend to go ahead and show a lot. And I do it intentionally so that way you can catch some people's attention to see if, you know, someone's like looking at you or someone's staring at you or someone gets your attention. And, but yeah, like as a young one, I've always noticed that in sports, like jock strap lines, brief lines, waistband, the waistband, underwear waistband showing off and stuff with, especially jeans, is one thing that really turned me on.
Oh yeah. You know, you always love seeing what another guy's wearing. You love seeing that waistband pop over. And some days it's like, it's normal stuff, but every so often you get surprised and it's like, Andrew Christian to exist, you know, brands that you're like, whoa, this guy knows his underwear. So I'm mm-hmm. like,
I have several pairs of Andrew Christian. And let me tell you, like, they fit very well, especially like the poly blend one, like the jersey material with the mesh in the front and the mesh in the back. The only thing it does to me, like under, like between the front and the back, like my teen area, it gets a little tight down there.
Yeah.
You know, so sometimes the stitching on that gets a little tight, but hey, I don't mind it.
Well, you know, different strokes, different folks, whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah.
For sure. And so one thing I think about brief lines, too, is it's a way to show off underwear, but not really have to show it off that, you know, it's subtle. It's not, if you're looking, like they say, if you know, you know, and you're looking, you'll be like, oh. But if you, most people don't even pay attention to it unless they're paying it really underwear and be like, So you had any reactions to your brief lines out that you've noticed, or any memorable ones with guys walking by, or
mostly, if I'm showing my, especially like at work where I work and I got to wear dress pants and I wear more like, I want to say fitted dress pant,
mm-hmm.
not like a skinny jean, like a skinny fit. It's more like a slim fit. So like, they're pretty tight above like my thighs and like my buttocks area, my, you know, stack area and so forth. And there's times where I wear a belt, so I have to wear a polo shirt. So like my polo shirt runs a little bit like a medium. So it runs up a little once I'm squatting down. So I get a lot of attention when I'm wearing like really neon color name logos on a waistband, like Andrew Christensen or, you know, Calvin Klein or David Archie or my two exists, you know, people notice that, especially in different areas. Like if I'm working at a different location, as far as like in Boys Town here in Chicago, like if I'm working at that store, or that location, I guess I'm going to get a lot of attention. I'm going to get a lot of people saying, hey, I like that brand you're wearing. And, you know, I like the cut you're wearing, or, hey, you know what? I see what you have underneath and that looks really nice. You really fit into them. You know, I get a lot of compliments on that. But as far as my location where I'm at primarily, like, I don't get too much of an attention of it. I get more like the attention for women. More like, oh, you wear that underneath your clothes? I'm like, yeah. I was like, why? Like, do you prefer that? I'm like, yeah. Then you start getting into talks like, or hey, does your specific other, your significant other wear? And like, no, he wears boxers. He wears boxer briefs, but he doesn't wear like the shape that you have on you, but it looks good on you, you know? And I'm not trying to be conceited or nothing, but yeah, I do get a lot of compliments on that. And I appreciate them all, you know, I don't like get into a different direction with them. Like, oh, let's keep talking. Let's see what else you want to notice. Let's see what else you want to see or something like that. But yeah, like I think there's with Andrew Christensen, thing that I like about them is that it also carries the front part, the bulge.
Mm-hmm.
So the bulge area is like where it, like, especially when you're sitting down, it's just a big old, like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're sitting down and you're crossing your legs or you have your legs kind of closed, but you're like closed by the ankles and the knees spread out a little. And, you know, people could just notice that right away. And it's like, oh, wow. Especially when you're out at lunch outside. We can't have lunch outside right now because it's cold. But in the spring, summertime, when it's coming up and people are outside and stuff like that, you want to be able to tend to show that. So you, like, lift up your pant a little as you're about to sit down and you just let it sit out. Yeah.
We're going to get a master class in, you know, showing your underwear off in your pants with him. Because I already told him that we're going to have a brief line podcast about what pants to wear, what are good pants to wear, what underwear shows a good line. So don't worry, people. We're going to get him back on to do a full deep dive into the brief line and showing it off. Because, you know, so many guys, A, love seeing it, and two, want to do it. And some don't know the best way to do it. And like you said, you can't show in jeans. It's hard to see anything in jeans because they're so thick. So we're definitely going to get this on because I could talk for hours on this subject. And, you know, Obviously Fabian here is an expert and loves doing it, as you can tell by the tone in his voice, which makes me smile. So, yeah, we're definitely getting you wanted to have a full deeper dive and Yes. Now I have to get back to my question.
I also think it's...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, wait, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's also kind of like an insecurity thing with people nowadays where they want to wear it, they want to show it, but they're afraid of a backlash. And There's things like in my situation where I'm not saying I don't care, but I do like to show things off. I do like to show it off. I'm not trying to like ask for the 100% 10% attention, but if it's there, it's there. You notice, you're going to say something. No, I don't care if you say, oh, man, bro, you wear those. And it's like, yeah, I do. So, you know, it makes me feel comfortable. And like, if they go even farther into questioning me, then I'm like, you're really interested, aren't you? You really want a little more, right? You're not just going to go ahead and criticize me for wearing briefs. You're going to like figure out like, what do I wear? What colors or what styles, what cuts, you know, things like that. Is it fly front? Is it A front? Is it no front? You know, like, no fly, man. You know, there's people that are like that, you know, they want to kind of like, I don't want to say bully you, but they want to say, hey, you wear that? And it's like, yeah. And they're like, well, what color do you have on? And that's when you're like, oh, and it's like, yeah, I knew this.
That's funny because I think guys want to talk underwear, but they're scared to talk underwear. And then you open the door for that when you're talking to them and letting them ask their questions and not be like, dude, what's wrong with you? It's more like, oh, okay. Yeah, ask away. I'll answer your questions. And, You know, you do it in such a way that's not really threatening, or it's just very subtle, very... there, and if they're interested, they're going to notice. And I love that they come up to you and start talking, men and women. That's just amazing that, you know, they're just like, oh, let's find out more. And then asking what colors and styles, that's blowing my mind this morning. That's amazing. I didn't know it went that far. So it's like, wow, amazing. Crazy.
It is. It's interesting.
Love it. I knew you were going to be good for the show. I just knew it.
Well, thank you.
So about how many pairs are in your collection right now, would you say? Just an estimate.
Let's just say 65 to 70. Okay, takes me a while to wash all my clothes.
Good round number. Nothing wrong with that. We have some with less and some with way more. We have someone who has like 1,200. And
wow. That's... Ooh, it's going to take you, that's like 1,200 days of underwear. If you're doing it 3 times a day, it's 400 days of underwear the whole year.
We have many that do it and, you know, love all of them from 20 pairs to 2,000. I'm like, you just go enjoy. So how does your partner feel about your underwear and your showing off your brief lines? What's his take on the underwear? Is he... obviously, probably like most, not really into it for themselves, but does he support you? Does he be like, that's your thing? So how does he react?
Both. It's more like it's support, and the reaction is like, wow, is that what you're wearing? That looks nice. Those pants look fitted on you. Like, you can see everything. It's supportive, and it's kind of like, with him, I appreciate it. And knowing that I have this kind of fetish or fascination with it, it's kind of like, hey, well, do you see these pair? Do you like these? I'm like, no, they're too general. He's like, okay, what about this color? I like the color, but I don't like the cut. Remember, it's a boxer brief. It's not a brief. And he's like, oh, that's right. He's like, you wear briefs. He wears boxer briefs. I wear briefs. So I'm like, the drawers, two separate drawers. So it's kind of like, one's his, one's mine. You know, there's probably 30 pairs there, and then there's 65 pairs here. And it's like, yeah, we have to have them separate. It's more of like a supporting and more of like an ongoing and noticeable thing. And it's kind of like, well, when you wear your dark navy blue pants, you really can't see that much. So why don't you just wear a tidy white so they can see the waistband and it's white? And I was like, well, I could do that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And it's like, hey, you're wearing khaki. Like, why are you wearing the colorful to exist with the mesh? You can't really see a line on there. He's like, turn to the side, like stretch over to the side. And like, if you're going to do a stretch, like if you're going to turn sideways or like lean over, stick your leg out, yeah, you can't see your line. So
okay,
what you trying to compensate for?
Now that's a good husband. Yeah. That is, tell you what, oh no, you can't see the line. No, that's amazing. Incredible. Yes. You have a keeper there, you know,
yeah,
to help you show off a little bit. Sounds like he likes his man to show off too. Sounds like he likes to go out with you with and be like, look at my man, look at what he's wearing. And that's kind of fun when your partner's that way and wants to show you off and help you in that way. So that's amazing. Good for you.
It even gets to a point where it's like, you should wear a jock strap because it'll bring out your cheeks even higher. I'm like, what? I was like, yeah, I'll wear one at work. I just feel like the pants are like kind of like in the middle. It's getting in the crack.
You're like, jock strap, you know, is for later, not work.
Yeah, no, it's not work related, but hey, it's NSFW, not safe for work, but I'll still wear it if you want me to.
Nice. You know? Nice. And what do your friends know about your underwear? Do they comment on it? What do they say about it?
To them, it's kind of like, to my friends, I feel like it's taboo with them. Like, they're kind of like, especially like in the gayborhood, you know, like, it's kind of like, you know, like, oh, well, I wear this. I wear Calvin Klein. I just stick with Calvin Klein. That's it. Why do you wear so many pairs and so many different designers? I'm like, because I like to explore, mm-hmm. You know, I like to wear something different. I like the way my body reacts to the feeling of something. And my friends kind of like, well, I just wear underwear and that's it. I wear mostly boxer briefs, especially when we go to the gym and stuff. You know, like, you can see them, you know, when we're changing and stuff, it's like mostly a boxer brief or a boxer. And I don't know, understand how people can work out in boxers, mm-hmm. But like, you know, you need some kind of support there, because if everything's, you know, running all around and banging all around, you know, they don't feel comfortable. But yeah, like, some of my friends are kind of like, well, I like the fact that you wear different colors. I like the fact that you wear bright colors. I like the fact that you wear colors that are kind of like very well, like, not talked about, not noticed, like purple. Like, mm-hmm. I love purple. You know, purple is a very good color. It's a very loyal color, a royal color, I believe, you know, especially yeah. Around this time, it's Lent. So purple is always used. Another color, like a lot of people, royal blue, yeah. You know, royal blue underwear, like, you know, that's, you know, back in the day, my teenage years, black underwear was kind of like underwear. Mm-hmm. I thought there was only white, but now it's kind of like, you know, just, it's the same. It's standard now, but when you start seeking into like hot pink and hot orange, neon orange and like green and the yellow, the construction orange, the construction yellow, you know, they need reflective underwear. Should I be buying them for nighttime? I'd be running around in the midnight, right? So the headlights can shine on them, you know. But yeah, like, you do, my friends kind of they do question, especially when I didn't have a washer and dryer at home at one point. I had to go do laundry, and that's another subject we could talk about. It's when you're doing laundry, we don't have a washer and dryer at home, and you're at the laundromat, and you're folding your, yeah, you had to go to the laundromat, and you're folding your underwear in front of all these people, or you drop them, and they're like, is this yours? And it's like, yeah, it's my underwear.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like my...
So I have to ask, how much did you enjoy doing that? Because you are not... should I say, from our chatting, you are not shy from getting away from underwear or anything. I think you probably enjoyed that more than most people would have.
Oh, hell yeah, I do. I like, there's times where I actually like when you see a group of people in the laundromat and they, you know, like, they're kind of, you know, homosexual like you. Like, well, me, I mean, but anywho, like, you just basically sit there and you just drop a pair and it's like, okay, I want to know if someone's going to notice, but I don't want to drop my white ones because I don't know how dirty these floors are. And then, but yeah, like, there was a time where a guy actually picked up my poppy pen and threw it at me, like, hey, is this yours? In Spanish. And I was like, oh, yeah, these are mine. And he thought they were my son's. Like, I had a kid. Oh my God. Like, I don't have a kid. These are mine. These are personally mine. And he's all like, looked at me up and down and just walked away. But it was like that kind of look where it's like, what are you doing after this? You know? But yeah, like, it's those. And then especially like when you're washing like the colorful ones, you know, because you got, you know, there's times where I have my fights separate from my colors. And I just wash simply just underwear and socks and muscle shirts together. So, yeah, like, there's, when I'm pulling them out of the dryer, one tends to fall out. And then there you go. If someone picks it up, especially like a Nike jock strap, you know, like, and like right now, that's actually, I've been seeing a lot of people with that Nike brand jock strap a lot, you know, and it's like coming out, like everybody's posting it on, you know, their Twitter or on their Grindr accounts or something like that, you know? So yeah, it's like a new thing that's coming out. Everybody just wants to wear the black one, especially black.
Yes.
I'm more of like, I like anything that's kind of white colored or multicolored. Blue and orange mixed together is a really good color. Purple and yellow is really good color mixed together. Royal blue and light green is really good mixed together. So those are those kind of like colors that I like that I wear, you know? And then when you drop them on the floor at the laundromat, you're like, hey.
People can't help but take notice.
Or you have a kid playing with them, like, hey, don't mind, give me those.
It's like, don't give me those.
I wasn't supposed to get your attention.
It's like, you need your dad's attention, not yours.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Oh my God. Yeah, we're getting you back because, yeah, we have tons of stories we could probably tell for a couple of hours because, yeah, definitely. I'm just amazed over the laundromat because, yeah, most people just, it's a chore. They don't want to go. And here you are washing your favorite underwear and just kind of like folding it. I picture you folding it slowly and letting people look and watch and have people come over and casually start talking. But, you know, they're glancing down at the underwear and some have the balls to bring it up and others are just like,
You basically like pull them in the air, look at them. Fold one, the left side towards the middle, the right side towards the middle, fold it in half, put it on the table, put them mostly all together, like two exist here, Calvin Klein here, Poppy Brett here, Aussie Bump here, you know, you just, and they're all different colors, you know? So like, you know, people are just like, especially like when you're lifting them up and you're shaking them out and you're like folding them and they noticed it, you know, I think there's a story I might tell you one time where I had a jock strap down on the floor when I was at the laundromat and Lee thought that they were underwear that were ripped.
Oh, so my
she looked like she was going to throw them in the trash. And I was like, no, I'll throw them. She's like, she told me in Spanish. She was like, these are no good. They're ripped. I was like, no, that's the way they're made.
She's probably like, what?
She was like a middle-aged Mexican woman, Hispanic woman. And she just very culturally, you know, like in Spanish, like, what? Like, are you serious? You know, like, people wear this? You know, like, yeah, this is for the nighttime sessions. it's kind of like one of those. She's just like, I'm confused. And it's like, I had to tell her, like, people use them for sports. And she's just like, oh.
Okay.
She's like, it's missing the front part to protect you. And I was like, yeah, well, these don't have a special pocket for that.
No, these are a different kind of sport.
Yes.
Not that. No, sorry. But yeah, that's funny. Oh my God. I'm sure we're going to have listeners go to laundromats now and start watching their underwear just because of this, our more bolder ones. And I expect stories. If you do, send me messages, send me emails.
I will.
And everyone else out there too, you know, cause yeah, they are going to be inspired by this podcast. I can just tell you, oh my God. So I was asked you what boosts your confidence, but you know, I've already know that showing the brief lines, showing everything. which is amazing and fun. And I can't build much more on that. You know, it's just fun talking to you and hearing your point and loving underwear. And it just comes through in your voice, which is just amazing because your stories are just incredible. I think a lot of people that listen wish they did what you did and do what you do. So I think we're going to have more hopefully step out and do some different things and not just be like stuck in a little box and not worry about it. So, wow, this is even better than I thought it was going to go. Because, you know,
thank you.
I was all prepared to have great conversations, and then the laundromat just blew me away.
Yeah, those are the washer machine days, you know, it's like, when you want to pull them out, they fall out. It's like, oh, shit. Sorry, excuse my language.
Because, you know, the one thing I really like about you is, you know, you're not over the top at showing off underwear. Because there's some guys who can be, you know, over the top, in your face, but you're so subtle. You do it with such finesse that it's almost like, okay, we'll put this out there, you know, a little bait out there and then see who takes it up. And then guys, girls, everyone comes up and talks underwear with you. And that is just amazing. And it's incredible. Your skills you have honed and now talk to people about. So I hope you're changing minds about underwear out there when you're talking to them and getting women to buy their better.
There's times where I actually had a high school friend where I guess they were visiting from, because they moved out to Colorado and then they moved back in. They didn't move back in, they were visiting, but they needed a place to stay at their hotel room. I guess something happened downtown or so in Chicago. And a friend of mine was like, hey, you think I could stay with you guys? This is the time where I have my own apartment and so forth. And I was kind of like, yeah, of course, you know, whatever. And I guess I left. It was a 2-bedroom, 1-bath apartment where, like, you leave your underwear on the floor, the bathroom floor. So when you're taking a shower and stuff like that, you get out and you get a towel and everything. I guess he went into the restroom after me. And I guess somehow I'm very observant on how certain things are. Like, I notice, like, how I put something. And when I come back to it, I notice it was moved or it was touched or it was, like, played with or something, you know. It was out of place or so. So, like, I knew the way my underwear were in that bathroom floor when I left them, because I forgot to go back in there and get them. But my friend beat me to the punch to go to the restrooms to use it. And then suddenly it took a while. And when I came out, my underwear were like in a different corner. And I was like, did he kick them over there? Did he sniff them? Did he look at them? Did he touch them? What did he do? You know? And this is an Aussie bum brand. It was, a red yellow color. So it kind of looked like the Flash kind of design, the superhero, the Flash. So it looked like that, and it was kind of like, and then when he walked out of the restroom, and he was all like, he just looked, he's like, oh, did you get your clothes from the restroom? I was like, yeah, I did, thanks. I accidentally left my underwear there. And he's like, oh, okay. And he's all like, later on, he would just, I got in touch with him recently, and then he's like, hey, do you remember those underwear that I saw a long time ago? I was like, yeah. He's like, you still have them? And I was like, why, you want to wear them? And he's like, no. He's like, I tried to buy a similar pair. And I was like, oh, they're Aussie bum. Or if you like, he's like, no, I bought Calvin Klein, but Calvin Klein only makes like a baby blue or like a green. He's like, I'm trying to find that color, that yellow and that red color. And I think that really looks hot. So I was like, oh, okay. Well, yeah, no, that was a long time ago. Those are greens from a long time ago. I don't think I even have those anymore. And he's like, what do you do with your underwear when you toss them out? I was like, I go, well, either they make it to the garbage can or probably just use them for something else, you know, like dusting or wiping or something, you know. You don't want to ruin the new ones. You want to ruin the old ones. You're going to get rid of them, you know. So, but yeah, he was just, I guess he got inspired. I wanted to ask him, but we were talking about something else in front of friends. I was going to ask him, hey, did you switch over to briefs or something? Or like, do you like it? Because I don't know. I mean, some of my friends, you know, like I told you, they don't talk about the subject too much, but like very little they do. And when you mention over the top, I do have a couple of friends that are like that, where they're just kind of like, they want to show it off really like, look at me. And then I'm kind of like, well, I'm going to put on a white pair of briefs under some white shorts so they can at least see it. And then they can notice it, especially when I'm walking my dog towards the park and there's a lot of soccer players out there, you know, predominantly in Hispanic neighborhoods. So you have a lot of people out and, you know, accidentally the dog drops something on the floor, or you drop something on the floor, you gotta bend over, pick it up, and you gotta catch someone's attention, very subtle. You don't want to do it like, hey, look at me. But yeah, like, no. Yeah, especially when you're wearing white, shows a lot of black, doesn't great, doesn't. I think my pink ones do, my orange ones do, and then the light green ones, and the yellow, like the highlighter yellow, that really does show a lot.
Oh, yes. All right, we're going to have a master class in brief lines and showing off with Fabian soon, so stay tuned. I'm going to start working on that as we speak because my mind's just going through because so many guys want to do it. And like I said, don't know how to do it correctly, don't know which pants to wear. And, you know, it's our job to help guys spread the joys of underwear. And, you know, so we'll have him back for an in-depth session. And I know like one or two other guys who can join too. And between everyone, we can come up with a great plan for showing off your brief lines, your white shorts, what other color shorts you should wear, and just enjoy. Wow.
It's mostly your jersey material. Like your, there's a pair of white Nike brand shorts that I have. They're kind of like a polyester type, and they were in the men's section. So I was like, you know what? You know, so like, to me, it was like, you know, fish out of a clearance bin kind of thing. I was like, hey, well, let me try these on. But then I noticed, I was like, man, these shorts are a little tight. So, like, I looked at the size and it said youth large. And I was like, oh, these are for kids. God. These are not for adults. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll just wear these still. And then they fit. The phone, like, my pockets were fine. Especially when I had my phone and my wallet in there is where, like, it got a little tighter. So, like, you can see through what's going on there. And then you have the jersey material shorts, where like the basketball kind of shorts, where even if you were a thick or a thin danced underwear, like you can still see it. You can still see the line, you know? And that to me, I love it. Like and there's times where I see other guys and they're wearing like tight khaki pants. And it's like, when you see the boxer brief line, and it's like, okay, I know what you're wearing right there. But it's very rare that you catch anybody wearing, like, a brief line, like a brief line, not a boxer brief, but a brief line. It's he's not wearing that now. He's not wearing that. And it's like, I think you look good in boxer briefs. I don't think you would look good in briefs, but everybody to me, either which way, shape, or size. I mean, briefs just, it's a very sexy look.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then when they're wearing boxer briefs, you can see the seams down the sides and are down the sort of the side and the back the way it's done. You just know when you see that seam, you're like, boxer briefs. Yep. Know that seam. Know this. And then you see the leg and you're like,
Yeah. And then I have several pairs of two exist. The Lightning brand, I think it's called. They have like a line that's pretty much like in the middle. Like, not in the middle of your buttocks, but, like, on the sides of it. But it's, like, between, like, the side of your... And then there's another one. It looks like you're wearing boxer briefs. But it has, like, a stitch, like, on both sides. Like, on the... Like, right when your buttocks is about to, start from the sides. There's a line that's right there, too. So it's very unique, the way it fits. It's very well. But it's the way, like, it shows through. It's kind of different. It makes it seem like you're wearing, like, a boxer brief. But you're not wearing a boxer, but you're actually wearing a brief until they see the line later.
Okay.
Yeah. You know? It's a high cut too. So it's like, what? Good.
We have an expert. We have a total brief line expert here. So yeah, we're going to do a full show on this because we'll have to wrap it up here because I could talk for another like 2 hours with you about this. And we're going to have a separate show, boys. We're going to get him back on and explain more of this, more of how to subtly show off and do it in a fun way. So thank you for coming on. This was incredible. Loved it. Every minute of it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
You are amazing. And I hope to have you back many more times because it's so much fun to talk to you, even more so than text, which I didn't think was possible, but it is. And we will have more in-depth underwear discussions. Is there anywhere you want them to follow you online?
Just basically the Reddit, and then, I mean, I have my Instagram and my Facebook, but they're very platonic, very innocent. just me, my face. You can see my face on there. As you're seeing my face right now.
it's just our listeners won't see the face. So it's just us.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They can hear my voice. They can match the voice with the face and the undies with the face and the undies with the body and the body with the mouth. Yeah, there you go. You have my, I think, my handle for Reddit, right? I think it's it's my AMJAD.
Yeah.
7410. Yeah, so we can use that one. And then like, if they want to, like, know who I am, it's mostly, like, my name. It's ADN Martinez 3030 on Instagram. You know, and then Facebook is mostly just Baby and Martinez. I mean, there's a lot of them. But
good luck.
I'll send it to you.
Go follow him. And then, too, if you can't follow him, you can always send me a message and I can pass it along to him. So if you have anything that, you know, you can't get him, I will gladly do it. But thank you again for coming on. This has been so incredible and so enlightening. And you have just made my morning with this. We recorded on the time change whenever this comes out. And this just made my morning and has made me very happy today. So awesome.
Well, we got to look forward to the sun going down later.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
So thanks for listening, everyone. We have so many shows coming. So stay tuned and stay tuned for Fabian Part 2 coming up soon. Have a great week, everyone. Talk to you later. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you hear, consider supporting us at Patreon at patreon.com/UNBblog. Follow us on social media. You can follow the blog at UNBblog on Twitter and Instagram. Read the blog at UNBblog.com. Also, follow me if you like art or anything else fun in underwear at UNBTim on Instagram and also Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll have more podcasts at you very soon. Bye.